It's quite important for Nigeria because I'm sure you must be very aware of what my country is facing, the whole issue of insurgents and the issues about Boko Haram. And it is also a critical issue that you find that once you have apprehended an offender, a terrorist, there are certain things that you need to do to ensure that you reduce the chances of that person reoffending again. Not only that you also reduce the chances of the person making others to offend, and so which hold the whole question of de-radicalization, and also ensuring that by your actions, your intervention, your programming, that you are actually preventing. Because if we are not careful, you find that the approach you adopt may increase the number of insurgents or number of terrorists that you have at your hand. And I don't think that any country will want to do that. I also think that this should be a serious global concern, not only the countries that currently are experiencing this problem. It is a global problem, so even if in your own respective countries or other countries they do not have this problem, they need to learn to be also make sure that they don't ever allow it to come.
And do you have effective strategies right now or programs dealing with the rehabilitation aspect?
I don't think any country can really say you have effective strategies. I think that this is still a process. It's a new problem. You need to understand the cultural perspective. You need to find out what works for what kinds of people. It's important that process have to. I don't think we're there yet. It's a process that requires different things to be done. Of course, you need to do your needs assessment, the risk assessment of the person. You need to also look at ways of ensuring that you're coordinating information, you're coordinating intelligence. You need to also find out what are the root causes of these challenges for this particular prisoner or this particular offender, so that you can address it, and then what needs to be done so that you make sure it doesn't happen again. But more importantly, I believe that we need to begin to invest more in terms of prevention. And I don't think globally we are doing enough of this. And that is, how do we stop tomorrow terrorists? How do we ensure that the children are not planning tomorrow to be this? So, for example, what is the media doing? What are the content of the message that the media is promoting? What are the families providing? What are the faith-based organizations providing? What are the communities encouraging? What are the educational institutions encouraging? So you can see that this indeed is something that everybody must do something. And I believe that we're not doing enough yet.